in the nighttime, and Ross came in and complained that Mother had taken away his cup. And then while talking to me, he said, I know what can replace mine. And he went off, and I think he's... I think he went and got Mary's toothpaste cup. And what was interesting was the syntactic form of that. I know what can replace mine. I don't know why, he usually would say, I know what I can do, but he wouldn't usually have a subject. I know what can replace mine. Ross came in and said, Marky's giving me trouble. And I said, yeah, what are you going to do about that? He said, like, he even made me spill out of this cup onto the floor. He had to give me a reason for his protest. Of course, that was argumentatively nice, wasn't it?
This morning, Ross was showing some interest in word meanings. He said that Marky was a mystic with a stick. And Ross said, a mystic with a stick. Oh, I get it. Mystic. As if he thought mystic was somebody who had a stick. And also, a little earlier, he was saying, what was the word, Mary? What does it mean to monopolize? He was wondering what it meant to monopolize. He's been doing a lot of what does it mean to do such and such. Big verbs.
Yeah. Marky put some rubber bands on his head and said, I am the kingdom. He meant I am the king.
Marky says that he wants a napkin, N-A-K-I-N. And also this morning he talked about boxes. Boxes. He said boxes. B-O-K, then the s, and then the is. Yeah.
Ross said, I can have either the chicken or the duck. And Marky said, I can have either the chicken, either the pig.
I said, I can have either the rabbit and either. No, that's not right.
That's not right, Ross. I can have either the rabbit or the duck.
Oh.
Did you say it wrong?
Yeah.
Did Marky say it? A lot. You know a lot of things now.
I have everything.
How old are you now?
45 and a half.
Well, that's pretty big. When you're 6, you'll be 6 years old. You'll be as clever as clever.
Already is as clever as clever.
I bet you'll wish you're 6 forever and ever. Mm. Would you like to hear that story? About the boy? I said, I wanted to know all about it. And I said, I'll have to read the book. And he said, I thought you knew all about it. It's a story I'm telling about Christopher Robin now, he was 6. He said, why don't you read me the story of it? Tell me the story. Yeah?
Because you heard it.
I've read it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Mom, please.
And tell you all the story about how.
Yeah.
Mr. Robin takes Pooh Bear down the stairs and goes ka-plump, 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 ka-plump down the stairs with little Pooh Bear.
Mm-hmm. Ross woke up and said, Daddy, when will I ever get well?
What did you think was wrong with you, Russ?
Oh, you said, I have this fever in my head, on my forehead. And actually, I don't think he's sick, but he might have a little stiff neck or something. So his headache would shake out during the day. Yeah.
He said, I want water, even Kool-Aid. And I said, you mean, you want water and Kool-Aid? He said, yeah, I want water and Kool-Aid. Today is August 10th. Ross said, Daddy, guess what? Did you know there was water on the floor and I wiped it up with a towel? Where was the water?
He wiped it up with the towel.
Oh, good. How did the water get there?
I told Ross that if he could read when he went to Grandma's, she'd be delighted. Did you know that Grandma was a reading teacher? And he said, how could I know that? I wasn't alive by then.
I came upstairs and I dropped some toys back in Marty's drawer, and he complained, no, we're still playing. In other words, he thought that by putting some toys back in the drawer that I was going to fold up their game. Marky found a rose of Sharon that had fallen down on the floor, and he said, look, Daddy, it's a rose of Sharon. He said, no, it's a new kind of snapdragon. Yeah? Let's see your snapdragon. Let's see your fancy snapdragon.
It's inside.
Well, there are more out here. What do you think of these? Do you think these are snapdragons?
All of them are snapdragons.
No. Mommy, what kind of plant is this?
So we're going to go for a little walk because I'm going to eat dinner. He said, I want to go around first. I want to go around the walk. And I said, you show me how you do it. He said, I want to do it like Mommy does it. Over here. Yeah? Oh, around this way? Let's go see Sammy. Go say hi to Sam. You want to say hi to Sam?
Yeah.
Come here, Sam.
Go say hi to Sam. Hi. You're going to get eaten alive by that ferocious dog, Mark. That dog eats little boys. Hi, Sammy. Do you eat little boys?
Oh, boy.
She won't eat. No, he won't eat. He won't eat. Really, I don't think.
He won't hurt you.
Not when she's on a cord. Not when she's on a cord. Come on, Jed.
I asked Marky, do you like to go for a walk? And he said, yeah, I like to go to walk better than staying in the houses.
You don't like to stay in the house, Mark?
I like to do racing.
What do you like to do the best?
Play with him and toys.
Uh-huh. And? What else do you like to do?
Play with Heather in real cars.
Yeah.
For the pretend.
And what else do you like to do?
I like to...
Do you like to go for a walk with your dad?
Yeah, I like to stay in my house.
Good.
Last night I told Mark, Marky had a cut on his foot, and I told him, oh, it doesn't hurt that much. You don't have to sprain it. He said, it's my foot. And the idea was that you don't know how much it hurts. So it's not your foot, it's my foot. We were discussing this, and Ross said, you could, and you can't feel it, because you didn't have the cut. And I said, but I could see it. I could see it, Ross. It hurt. Well, supposing somebody had their hand cut off. That would hurt more, right?
Probably not.
How would it be? If they had a hand cut off,
They
would die.
Very possibly.
Maybe.
If they had their hand cut off, it would bleed a lot, and they would have to stop the blood before they lost all their blood. And then
it was Mark who said that. Let's see, Mom, we need some jam. Mark said, I have to go pee, you know. He thought that was funny. It was funny saying you know. I told Mark, some of us are eating breakfast, and Ross said, except one who snuck away. And Marky's not at the breakfast table, he's out in the hallway playing.
You have to mention that snuck
Yeah, we say snuck. We say snuck.
Marky went upstairs to get his backpack and he said, when anybody needs toys, they open.
Hi.
Hi, Marky. What happens when people need toys?
Bite the skeleton. Wait.
He said, when people need toys, they go and get this backpack.
No.
What?
They snap the backpack like, they go like, this is like that, and they go like, this is like that, and they go.
Oh, they open that.
They unsnap it.
Uh-huh.
And they unsnap it.
Uh-huh. Oh, I said, when everybody needs toys, they get the backpacks. So I went upstairs. Is that what you said?
No.
It said so something. What did you say?
Hey, he goes like that.
The toys won't fall out.
Something so the toys won't fall out. That's what I remember.
Oh, okay.
But I don't remember the first part.
Well, I'm going to put these toys, all these things back in the backpack.
Oh, I snapped it up so the toys won't fall out. Yeah, that's it. When anybody wants toys, they open up the backpack. I snapped it up so the toys won't fall out. Something like that, yeah.
You snapped it up so the toys won't fall out.
So the toys won't fall out, yeah.
So they won't fall out.
Good mark.
When I get up there, I need to. When I'm going up there, I need to snap so the people will fall out.
Good man.
Snap.
Mark said, get it unsnapped now. Yeah. He means get it snapped. You want me to close it?
Yeah.
Okay, you mean get it snapped. Not unsnapped, right? This is snapped. Now it's snapped. Now it's snapped together. Okay, you want it unsnapped?
No. Because I'm going upstairs so it won't fall down.
Okay.
Fall out.
Is it, hey, the game is closed. He wants it open. Susie, Racer said, can't let Leslie come down because your daddy's asleep. And I said, daddy's awake. And Marky said, daddy's awake so Leslie can come down. I told Ross, my own little boy is afraid of me, and he said, no, he's not. He just doesn't like to be squeezed or anything like that. I squeezed Marky, and Marky said, don't squeeze me, and Ross said, see what I mean? Marky said, tell Ross it's time to wake up, and Marky said, it's time to wake up, and Ross said, that's what I told you guys. Ross is over in the other room. We're yelling to him. Well, really, you're supposed to wake up, Ross. How do I know? How do I know you're out of bed?
Because I'm walking on my feet. Now I'm standing on my feet.
How do I know you're standing on your feet? How do I know you're not sleeping? Who's that? Ross is tapping me on the feet. Who's that?
That's Marky.
So are you still in bed or are you awake? Ross proved it by coming over and tapping me on the feet. Told Ross, you're scared of the big kitty, and Ross said, no, I'm not. I pet him one time. Four times. Marky said it was an accident for picking these two guys up. Was an accident?
It was something was an accident by picking these guys up by their hands.
Oh, in the Biker Scouts, in their picking
yeah,
them up from their...
They're magnets.
Oh, I see.
Magnets
the bottom of them.
That make things stick to it.
I see. Those shoes are really spaceships, right?
Yeah, we're pretending.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That was a fun one with these pipey thing.
Well, we think that he's his friend.
Yeah,
and he's his friend.
No. No, Squidhead is his friend.
Okay. He has two friends.
Okay.
Because they both look, because his face looks kind of like an Ewok face.
And he goes, and then, he is with him, and then he has these many friends. Okay. Pretend everybody would flying up in the air and not hanging anybody up.
They couldn't because she knew nobody.
But the doggy and the kid, they could.
Yeah.
Don't hang me up, please. I didn't like that. I almost slowed up.
Oh, I like that. Why? Because I'm a big boy and yeah, I didn't grow up.
When I grow up to be a good big boy, I won't throw up on the rides, okay?
Okay. But I don't grow up now.
So please, you keep me a favor.
Sure, and we'll give you a birthday, and we'll give you a present, and your present will be a motorcycle with me.
Don't tell him that, then it won't be a surprise.
Okay. It will be something. Wait. He won't know it.
No, he doesn't say that. Then he'll cry.
Let's go up in space.
The doggy has to chew them off of there. The doggy has to chew the bottoms of there.
Pretend they go, but what if
this one is done? out of... I can't hang anybody up.
I do very good, remember. I'm a magic dog.
And I'm a magic kid. I'm a magic kid.
Niche done! Both of the shoes are done. Now do ours.
Okay, get out.
Pretend the kitty is magic.
Okay, and the dog.
He makes sure that it sticks. He makes sure that it doesn't stick to the bed, but sticks to guys when guys want it to stick.
Pretend on here the bed.
I did it. Okay, Dee, now you have to make sure it sticks only not to the bed, but on the guys when the guys want it to stick. Come on, now do it to mine. Now do it to their ones. Now their ones. Good. We both helped them.
Yeah, we both helped.
Now we have to push them in the shower to wash them because they're all beat up.
Yeah, because they're all beat up.
Get the other ones.
Clothes.
Dad, you haven't helped me get dressed.
Okay, let's do it now.
Ross said Marky could have the wristbands, and I didn't realize there were four of them. And he said, no, I get two of the wristbands and one of the headband, and Marky gets two of the wristbands and one of the headband. And it's not fair if he gets all the wristbands, because then he gets four. And actually, what they did is they both
that's
have their
the
sets.
Only eyes I have. One eye, two eye, three eye, four eye.